Looking for more information about objects in the sky, I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut talking to NBC's Meet the Press about the Chinese balloon taken down off the coast of Myrtle Beach.
The first balloon, the one that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina, we got a very extensive briefing on at the Gang of Eight level, and then subsequently the entire Congress got a top secret briefing on it. So we're pretty good on that one.
As for the other two?
Part of the problem here is that both of the second and the third objects were shot down in very remote areas. So my guess is that there's just not a lot of information out there yet to share.
The Gang of Eight are members of Congress who receive high-level briefings. Promises regarding debt ceiling negotiations from Republicans.
It's easy to spend money. What unites the Democrats is spending money. Now, when you get to the point to where we are now, where we've got to make cuts, it's a lot tougher. We're not going to cut Social Security or Medicare. We've been very clear about that.
Republican James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee on ABC's This Week. Hopes are fading in the recovery from last Monday's large earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. Fox's Greg Palcott.
The charge made shoddy construction and local corruption led to unnecessary deaths. Today, Turkish officials detained 134 suspects, including, it's believed, those behind this disaster. Small consolation to relatives of victims, including Bashir Ginji, who lost his brother and his brother's family.
Are you angry? Are you mad?
Very I'm angry, but is the... don't mean for my family because they are died.
The national government is also faulted, but at the end of the day, this is turning out to be a disaster of biblical proportions.
The number of dead also blamed on longstanding political disputes preventing aid from arriving faster. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another infant is surrendered to a multi-state program.
Kentucky seeing its first infant anonymously dropped off at one of its Baby Box safe surrender locations. That child dropped off recently at a Bowling Green Fire Department location where department members tended to the infant in less than 90 seconds. That child, now the 24th in the country to be surrendered so far at one of more than 130 Baby Boxes and drawers set up across 9 states by the Safe Haven Baby Boxes Group. Kentucky law allowing the use of baby boxes for children less than 30 days old at police stations, fire stations, or hospitals that are staffed 24 hours a day. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
While most focus on football during the Super Bowl, neurosurgeon Dr. Byron Roll is shining a light on CTE, a brain disease brought on by head injury and trauma.
I think we're doing better now than we were 10, 15 years ago. You know, it's not just football, too, right? It's cheerleading. When you throw flyers up in the air, they fall, hit their head. Hockey, soccer, you know, many different youth sports have children who receive concussions and have to sort of mitigate those steps clinically.
Dr. Roll on Fox News Sunday. Halftime at the Super Bowl will be one to watch. Fox's Michelle Polino.
Rihanna is headlining this year's Super Bowl halftime show during the match that pits the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, arguably the biggest annual music performance in the U.S. The slot has seen iconic performances from the likes of the Rolling Stones and Prince, and last year's lineup, which featured Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar, and Eminem, which drew over 120 million viewers. Rihanna said that the set list was the biggest challenge. Chris Stapleton will open the event singing the national anthem.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.